Welcome to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 4. Don't touch that dial, you've already found it. This is the one that got rock and roll started back in July 1954. Sun Studio, Memphis, Tennessee. Here's the original version of That's All Right Mama by Elvis Presley.
Told me, Papa done told me.
That was She's a Beauty by The Tubes and That's All Right Mama by Elvis Presley, with Scotty Moore on lead guitar and Elvis himself on rhythm guitar. And the world hasn't been the same since. The Ducky Girls just got here. Say hello, girls.
Hi.
Aha. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you straight from out here, Las Vegas, Nevada, the party capital of the world, it's time for Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription. This is dose number 4. Turn it up. This hour, Dr. Duck has whipped up quite a dose of guitar work for you, including Carlos Santana, Herb Ellis, Stevie Ray Vaughan. There will be jazz, blues, world music. There will be a Do You Recognize This Guitar Player twin spin. There will be surf music from the Bel Airs. There will be a bad guitar joke. We'll hear something from Made in Japan. We're even going to hear from the professor himself, Chet Atkins. This hour's show is brought to you with the help of KUNV 91.5, the broadcast service of University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and DucksDeluxe.com, the creators of Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and String Lube, and the Musician's Do-It-Yourself Copyright Notebook Kit, with example forms already filled in for you by a copyright attorney. You guitar players out there starting to have fits yet?
Go, Ducky, go!
You know, some guitar players can hit just one note, and you know right away who it is. Carlos Santana is one of those guitar players.
Thank you.
That was Smooth by Carlos Santana. It's time for the Do You Recognize This Guitar Player Twin Spin. The second track will be a dead giveaway, but you may not recognize the first track. On this second track, same guitarist, I love just before the guitar player takes the ride. You hear the Stratocaster being shifted into gear, then he grabs a handful. Coming straight to you out of Las Vegas, Nevada, Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription.
Gonna pick my car, I'm gonna ring.
Okay, congratulations, you guessed it. The guitarist you just heard was none other than Ritchie Blackmore. The first cut is called Village Dance, an acoustic number. The second cut, with one of the all-time greatest guitar solos in rock and roll, is called Highway Star by Deep Purple, off of their Made in Japan album.
What's up next, Dr. Duck?
Let's change lanes. Remind them what Dr. Duck's guitar prescription's all about, girls.
It's all about guitar! Ducky, go!
Listening to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada, and that was Elise by Peter White. Before that was The Supernatural, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, featuring Peter Green on guitar, and we started the set off with Havana Club by Otmar Liepert. I know what. Let's go bumping on Sunset with Wes Montgomery. Thank you. My grandma, the late great Annie Lou Mallory, gave me a copy of this when I was just a kid. And I actually figured out most of it. That was Chet Atkins, who will always be known as the professor on Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, playing Yakety Axe. And we started with Wes Montgomery's Bumping on Sunset.
It's time for Dr. Duck's musician joke.
Okay. How many guitar players does it take to cover a Stevie Ray Vaughan tune?
We give up.
Apparently all of them.
To lose. This so hot, I got nothing to lose. Sing it all for you.
That was Mr. Moto by the Bel Airs. Just before that, The House is a Rockin' by Stevie Ray Vaughan himself. You know, the combination of a solid rhythm guitar and a horn solo can be great. Some of the best guitar licks are inspired by horn solos. This next tune has a great rhythm guitar and a sax solo that's worth working off of. It reminds the Doctor of when he was a kid going to Santa Monica Beach. The rat-ta-ta-ta-ta part sounds like it should be part of a soundtrack from some weird movie or something. It's called Chanson d'Amour by Art and Dottie Todd. This hour of Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription has been made possible by KUNV 91.5, the broadcast service of UNLV, Las Vegas, and DucksDeluxe.com, the creators of Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and String Lube, and the Musician's Do-It-Yourself Copyright Notebook Kit, with example forms filled out for you by a copyright attorney. Some material heard in today's program came from music quotes, famous last words, and advice at DucksDeluxe.com. And special thanks to the Ducky Girls from Media Gills International, Betty Lou Garris, Tanya Montez, Kina Torito, Beth Toy, Judy Prane, Michelle Whitaker, Lynn Pyatt, Hazel Kay, Susan Patak, Karen Fidelic, and Rosemary Rock. Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye.
And thanks for tuning in to this hour of Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 4. The Doctor will make another house call soon. In the next hour of Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 5, we'll hear from Albert Lee, Charlie Christian, Joe Satriani. Ducks, we will hear from some ducks, including a song that was introduced to the U.S. audience by Donald Duck himself back in the 1940s. There'll be a side with Gary Moore and Albert Collins swapping chops. We will hear from the professor himself, Chet Atkins. We will hear songs by three guitars that changed the way the guitar was played in the mid-60s, and helped bring on the late 1960s explosion of guitar monsters, including one of the first songs of the era to use feedback. We're talking pre-Hendrix and pre-Beck here. We will hear a few words from a former U.S. president and the audience's response. The Ducky Girls will be back. We may even have a guitar joke that hour, too. All this and more on the next dose of Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription. Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. So until next time, Dr. Duck is going to say goodbye this hour with a tune called Somebody Loves Me, featuring the guitar work of Herb Ellis. Be good to each other. Thank you.